Greens Senator Kerry Nettle says the 8 compensation claims would never have come about were it not for the government's mandatory detention policy.
Well, these are 4 cases that happened under the Howard government, and we only found out about them because the instances of Cornelia Rao and Vivian Solon came to light. So then the department and the government went through their details, the details of people that they had in detention, in order to find out this information. Mandatory detention means that you have to lock somebody up and then you ask questions later. That's the way that the law is written. So whilst ever we've got a policy like that, which is mandatory detention, we are going to have instances where some people are wrongfully and unlawfully detained, and then if it's found out and they win their court case, then compensation needs to be paid as well as the costs of detaining them.
Do you think these estimates will give the government a reason to scrap its mandatory detention policy?
We've seen no indication from the new Labor government that they are interested in scrapping mandatory detention, which of course they introduced. But I think when we see these constant failures, yesterday as well, we found out that the new immigration detention centre that they've built on Christmas Island, which cost over $400 million, if they have anywhere up to, so from 0 to 30 detainees in that detention centre, it's going to cost them $32 million a year just to operate that detention centre with detainees in it. So that's just another example of the extraordinary expenses, as well as the cruelty of putting people in such a remote place as Christmas Island.
What's the next step for former detainees who may have a compensation claim?
Well, the government has written to 54 former detainees to indicate they need to get themselves a lawyer and look at a compensation case. 27 of those people have responded that they are doing so, and 8 of the cases have been resolved. But there may still be more people. And it's important that they get a lawyer and that they are able to get justice and ensure that the government pays for the mistakes which come out inherently as a result of its mandatory detention policy.
Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre thinks it's more than a money issue.
What has happened is that the immigration detention centres have become an enormous black hole into which people who were sick, mentally ill, and perhaps didn't look Anglo-Saxon, but were nonetheless Australian citizens, were dumped. The issue is that in Villawood Detention Centre, for instance, a man was admitted to Villawood 3 times under Section 189 as a person without a visa, without a right to be in Australia. By the 3rd time, even the staff in Villawood knew him. They knew that on former occasions he'd been sent out of Villawood because they'd discovered that he was an Australian citizen and he had no place being detained in Villawood.
So do you think that these huge monetary sums are going to give the government a reason to scrap the mandatory detention policy?
The fact is that our politicians have, over the past decade, forgotten how to look at this country through a human rights or a justice lens. They only look through an economic lens. If we can't appeal to them through respect for human rights to change the law, perhaps they will feel compelled to change the law when it costs them too much.